Jordan Henderson woke with a start. He was sweating and breathing heavily. "It's 3 a.m. What's wrong?" said his presumably attractive girlfriend. Jordan Henderson didn't say a word. He climbed out of bed and ran to the bathroom. He opened the cabinet door above the sink and searched desperately. He found a small pot and opened it. He stared down in horror. The pot was empty. Jordan Henderson had run out of hair gel. How could he have done this? He knew he had the big televised match the next day. He couldn't possibly turn up with soft, flat hair. Perhaps he could fake an injury. He could say he'd taken a knock. They wouldn't ask questions. No, he couldn't miss it. He was captain now. He had responsibilities. Jordan Henderson sped down the dark country lane in his Range Rover Sport. He would find a 24-hour petrol station and hope to God that they sold that specific type of modelling gel that he liked. What would he do if he couldn't find any? What else could he use to sculpt his hair? He couldn't think of anything else in the house that might work. Perhaps that white stuff they bought for the baby's rash. Jordan Henderson wasn't concentrating on the road. He was thinking about hair gel, and it was the main reason he ploughed into the old man. The Range Rover Sport screeched to a halt. Jordan Henderson stared at the old man's crumpled body lying in the road. He should get out. He should help the man. It was the right thing to do. But Jordan Henderson had slipped the car back into gear and was pulling away. The hair gel no longer mattered. He was a murderer. An unstyled murderer. Jordan Henderson continued to drive through the night. He would never make it to the game. He would never be seen again. And his daughter would grow to hate him. And she herself would be pregnant at 16.
What time is it? It's coppage time. Fun house, whole lot of fun. Prizes to be won.
Hello. And before Henry speaks, I'm just going to tell you that he sounds like an 80-year-old lady because he's ill. Maybe you'd like to just say something now?
Morning, everyone.
Morning, everyone.
It'll get worse as well. That probably doesn't sound too bad.
Oh,
it's not good, is it?
At some point, your voice is going to break and I'm going to laugh at you. Yes, welcome to Coppage Time, episode 9. My name's Al Hindley. I'm, of course, here with old lady Henry Jackson. We're both quite ill, actually. We both went out last night, both feeling quite hungover. It's a glorious Sunday morning, but not in our minds.
It's been an effort, hasn't it, this?
It's quite unpleasant. Did you have fun last night?
It's all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just went out in London, out in Peckham.
Oh, like two middle-aged Londoners would, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a throwback joke to last week. Peckham, pretty rough area.
Watched the Ruggers, didn't we? Went to watch the Ruggers.
Now, we had a bit of a debate last night about who's worse, rugby fans or football fans. Henry was passionately in the rugby fans are worse category. Do you want to just put your case to the defence there?
Well, for starters, there's bad lots of both, but I just... It's the snobbery.
Mm.
It's the fact they only follow it for like one tournament a year and then don't give a shit about the club game, and it just annoys me.
But international rugby is a much bigger thing, isn't it? Like, people can get away with just
this. I'm the same. I only watch international rugby, but the...
Well, you didn't watch St. Helens v Gloucester last week.
It's rugby league and rugby union merged.
I mean, that shows what a casual fan I am.
There's just something about them. There were a bunch of wankers behind us, weren't there?
Oh, right, yeah. The best shout I heard was some guys next to me were sort of edged in front of the TV, and somebody just went, "Oi, One Direction, get down!" And I looked across, and the guy did look like Harry Styles. I'm passionately in the football fans are worse category, because, let's face it, 98% of football fans are horrible, terrible people.
Well, I guess so. It's just something about rugby fans rubs me up the wrong way more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but they won. You were supporting Wales,
of
course.
Yeah, my dad brainwashed me from an early age to be a Wales rugby fan, which I've got a lot of stick for, but... Yeah. Yeah, it was glorious, glorious win.
And before that, we watched, prior to the Liverpool game, we watched the Spurs City game in an Arsenal pub, which was quite entertaining. What was it when Spurs made it 3-1?
Yeah.
Some bloke jumped up and went, "Yes." This bloke just went, "Who the fuck's saying yes?" To be fair, he had some balls.
Oh, absolutely. He didn't care at all. But the pub, the weird thing was the pub was pretty empty. Yeah. So there was just this one Spurs fan and these like three Arsenal louts at the back. But then when they went out to have a smoke, and then when the Spurs scored their fourth, he went, yes, again. And the guys leaned in the door and were like, who scored? He's like, Spurs. And he went, who scored the goal? He's like, Lamella. And they were like, oh, right, great. And we were just thinking, they're probably thinking, we are going to fucking murder you when you come outside.
Or he thinks he's in a Spurs pub.
Well, he must have done. Yeah. He was so confident.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, horrible football fans.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Well, in a bizarre twist, this week, I guess, is going to be slightly upbeat, despite Henry sounding like he's on death's door.
Yeah, I would like to just keep apologising for my voice, because I can only imagine it is...
I would just like to keep apologising for my voice. Incredibly annoying. we won a football match.
We certainly did.
That's always good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people what my reaction was to Sturridge's goal?
That was wonderful. So as Sturridge volleyed that beautiful effort into the corner and wheeled away, you just went, dance for me, you mother.
I mean, it was said quite as if I was in a strip club and he was gyrating on my lap.
You got off the sofa and shattered it. That was wonderful. It was a good game, wasn't it?
I guess so.
It felt a bit more, without going overboard, it felt a little bit more like that season we nearly won the league. Not in terms, I know it was nowhere near that level, but Anfield seemed louder, the football's quicker. Sturridge makes such a big difference. He really does.
The best thing about Sturridge is when he's injured, and he's injured a lot, he doesn't hang around scoring when he comes back.
He's relentless.
He always just gets straight back into it.
I think there's a case to say he's the most important player at the club. I think he's so important.
If not the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's superb. It's just his finishing, which is what Liverpool can't do, apart from him. You know, not scoring more than one goal all season. And you just always back him to score. And he's so he's not even close to full fitness.
Yeah.
Sorry, were you going?
No. And he thought I was about to laugh, then he thought I was corpsing.
So you were corpsing?
No, I was just, that's just my face.
What I love is that people listening to this obviously think it's, you know, very professional, one take, and there's been a few when we've had to take at least 10 takes.
I had to chop about 7 minutes out the other day where you were just laughing again and again.
Hysterically.
We'll keep all this in.
Yeah, right.
A bit of behind the scenes.
Yeah. But no, he's brilliant. I'm a big fan. And if he stays fit, then I think we can get top four. Regardless of the Rodgers situation, all that boring stuff.
Was 3-2 not the perfect result for Rodgers out people? Because we won, but we conceded two goals against Villa. Who
it showed flaws
pony.
Still. They looked nervous. They can't kill games off. And I don't know with the Rodgers thing, really. It feels to me like it's just a matter of time.
Yeah,
they're just waiting for that one more defeat to come. And I think, being the pessimist that I am...
Why do you say pessimist?
That's a word.
Pessimist, sure.
Is it?
Yeah. Just noticed it on here.
Pessimist.
You just say pessimist, as in like a Pez dispenser. Proceed.
Yeah. I think we'll lose to Everton in the derby next week.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end of him, personally.
That'll be the end of him.
We'll beat Sion, or Sion.
The Sions.
I hope not, because I like him. I like him as a man, but I think that'll be.
But where could you see him after Liverpool? I can't quite work. He'll fancy himself in Europe, I reckon.
I think Newcastle.
Really?
Something like that. Imagine if him getting sacked tied in with McLaren getting sacked.
Do you think they'd sweep straight in?
Could see it. Because he is talented.
Knowing our luck, Klopp will go to Newcastle, McLaren will go to Liverpool.
I could see Klopp at Newcastle.
Would there be, if McLaren did become Liverpool manager, would there be genuine grounds for not supporting them anymore?
No, because it'd be no worse than Hodgson.
It'd be really hard to sort of motivate yourself.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Ever since I was at that game, the Wally with the Broly.
Oh, you were
the
there?
Game, I was there.
Wow.
And it was pathetic.
Was the umbrella being acknowledged during the game?
No.
No.
Oh, that was an odd one. It's going to be the odd voice break. No, it wasn't. Everyone was just too angry. I just remember a bloke behind me. Scott Carson was in goal. He took forever taking a goal kick. He just went, get on with it, you bloody dope.
I mean,
it was from the heart.
I quite like the PG swearing.
Yeah.
That's always appreciated in a horrible football environment.
But anyway, sorry, I've drifted from the game
absolutely.
Completely. Basically, a good win. Milner, I thought, was impressive after some terrible form.
It's nice to see us scoring a goal nice and early.
Oh, it makes such a difference.
Don't do that anymore, do we? But as you said, you were like, all right, we're just going to stay at 1-0 now. Like, they're really bad at just keeping momentum
awful.
Up. And hate Man United, but they are good, as you're saying. They're good at just getting on a roll and just scoring
some goals. Well, I think I heard the other day, their last six shots on target have all gone in.
Wow.
Which sums it up, to be fair to them. Still can't quite get my head around them being top. It's just
very
mental.
Well, this is the thing that was flying around yesterday, how Liverpool are having a terrible season, Arsenal are having a good season. But
you'd probably say good-ish.
They're only 2 points ahead of them. And Liverpool are 5 points off the top.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you looked at all this out of context, you know, you didn't know any of the results or any of the, you know, fucking soap opera that goes on, you'd be like, great, five points from the top.
Yeah, yeah.
At least there's a but normally at this point of stage, it's like, oh, we're five off the top, but three off relegation zone. At least there's now a little gap there as well. Wow, genuine threat of relegation.
Horrid. But yeah, no, it wasn't perfect, but there was, you know, there were a lot of sort of 6 out of 10 performances. I think the back three were all okay. They were all right.
Your boyfriend Sacco was being bullied a bit, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a monster. That guy, Gusted.
Yeah,
I think he scored something like 30 headers in the last 2 years.
Really?
Yeah,
that's more than I've scored.
Yeah, there you go.
Considerably more.
Yeah, no, I think Sacco, Skirtle, Chan were all okay.
Don't like seeing Chan in defence.
He's a weird player. He was the worst of the three, I thought. And then Klein's just very solid.
Very steady player.
Maybe could do a bit more going forward, I think.
Yeah.
Moreno was all right. Lucas deserves... He was excellent, I thought. Sat now, in front of the defence.
Last week you were moaning about Lucas playing in a home game against Norwich because you felt he was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily defensive move. But he was there today. I
still wouldn't necessarily start him for games like that, but just because I think you don't necessarily need him. You could get by with Chan and Milner, I think, in midfield, and Coutinho.
Yeah.
But can't fault the performance like that, to be honest. I thought he just broke up the play. Passing was really good. Excellent. You get that from him, I think, once in every 8 or 10 games.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He could be playing in Turkey right now.
Yeah.
How his fortunes have changed.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about, very brief today, because we're both not really feeling up to it. Let's talk about Brendan Rodgers' DEFCON. So he was, don't need to say that he's in desperate times. He is on DEFCON 1. Nuclear war is impending. Everyone's bunkered down. Stocking up on rations. How far can I push this metaphor?
Stop there.
Okay. Still on one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It annoys me that I can't do 0.5s.
You can't do 0.5.
Because he might have edged to a 1.5, but no, he's still very much on one, and I think he won't get to a 2. I think he could get to a 2 if we went away to Everton.
Right.
Maybe, and then win the next home game.
A bit of breathing space.
Yeah, but he's got a lot to do. Yeah, I think he's a dead man walking.
Mm.
I feel like it's just a matter of time. His press conference, so spiky. It's like he's, I don't know, it feels like he knows.
Him talking about how we've lost less games than other teams felt a bit like the old Rafa going to the stats guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It was the
you almost
fact
expect
thing.
Him to say, it's a fact.
Yeah,
that
it all sounded a little bit desperate. I like the fact that he's kind of come out fighting a bit, but it was a bit of an air of, I want to get this out of the way now while I've got the chance,
I'm
sat here as manager still.
Roll on Steve McLaren.
Oh, couldn't be dealing with that.
Lovely, lovely Steve. So, well, thank you for getting in touch, everyone who's got in touch recently. If you want to get in touch, you can get us on the usual places of Twitter and Facebook where we're at Cobbage Time. Our email is cobbagetime@gmail.com. You can listen on iTunes and Podomatic. We're not doing YouTube anymore. We did a little shout out last week saying, can somebody please mention if they really want it back on YouTube? I think one person said something. And as much as we appreciate you, one person, don't rock the boat that much. maybe if we do start making video content one day. We were trying to work out whether this would work as a kind of filmed thing. But I think we both decided we've just got faces for radio.
I'm just not sure it's the same.
And bodies.
I'm just not sure the dynamic works the same when you can see it.
You'd be able to see how disgusting Henry looks this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sat here in my pyjamas because I couldn't be asked to shower.
It's pathetic. It is pathetic. It really is.
I'll tell you something. You don't know what happened this morning.
No.
When I was making my cup of tea, the girl who lives across the road often walks around naked in front of her window.
Oh, I missed it again.
I know, I just kind of wanted it all to myself.
What? I'm livid.
Yeah. So I was just making the cup of tea, like, oh, there she is. Not going to tell Henry. Oh. This one's all for me.
Oh, I'm bitter. Very bitter.
It's like I don't... It's already weird that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But if we're both doing it... It's like me and Henry have to go to a stag do soon, and my biggest fear is having to watch him motorboat some breasts and then us make eye contact. I can't be dealing with that.
We've known each other too long.
Yeah.
It
would feel like as soon as we make eye contact, you'd be motorboating my breasts. It would basically be the same thing.
No. Never again. Never do that again.
Yeah. I wonder what my flatmate's making of all this.
He's listening. He's listening.
Literally a few feet away.
Oh, Jesus.
Morning, mate. What's it called when people make a fool out of themselves on the World Wide Web?
I can't remember. I've been hearing loads of people talking about it.
Isn't it stupid fan comments?
Well done.
Job done. Easy.
Lovely, lovely stuff.
It's that time again. Everyone's favourite moment. Stupid fan comments. The hit podcast internet sensation, bringing in hundreds, if not tens, of listeners all over the world. We've found a good bunch today. I'm not going to say that. It's a really negative thing. I was going to say probably not as good because we didn't, because we won.
Well, I know what you mean. They can be more hysterical when they lose, but yeah, they're funny.
So we've got four each this week, all fairly idiotic. Did you make a little... A little noise there from you?
Yep.
A little piggy gurgle.
Was it? Well, you got that on the headphones.
I said
horrid.
That's going to be your nickname from now on. Piggy gurgle.
Nice.
I'd love it if that caught on. What's old piggy gurgle up to this weekend? He's just down the old trough eating some toenails. like I said, we've got four each. Do you want to start?
Yeah. Again, apologies for my voice doing this because it might ruin it.
If anything, it'll add comedy value.
All right. Be careful what you wish for. We rejoice in the sucking of Hodgson. Wonderful.
We used to spend a lot of time sucking Ray Hodgson, didn't we?
Oh, dear. Hodgson. Oh, that's brilliant. Part of me really wishes we could name these people.
I just think it would be bad. Yeah. Bad karma. Okay, right. Here's my first one. This guy said so passionately, all his stuff was about Liverpool. Every bit of his profile page, his name, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wrote, "Get Sacco in, for fuck's sake."
What was that? Probably about 5 p.m. yesterday. Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
He was really unhappy with whoever he thought was playing at centre-back and really wanted Sacco back.
Oh, that's superb.
Why?
Just thought it was Jimmy Traore
back
there.
Do your research.
Yeah.
Just do your research.
It's so lazy. Yeah. Oh, God, this next one looks... Just the spelling. It looks hard to read.
This one felt so dumb to me that I thought it must have been a joke, but actually, having done a bit of digging, I realised this guy was...
Jesus, I'm gonna have to hold it close to my face to even read it.
Complete moron. Why don't you make it bigger?
Don't know how.
Change the percentage, the view.
Where is it? Oh, there.
Henry Jackson is using Microsoft Word for the first time today, it seems.
Oh,
bear in mind, this
now.
Is a writer who has just asked me how to make the words bigger on his computer.
I'm over.
Yeah.
Right. Mate, I've been two more games than you at LFC's home, Goodison Park. Please don't question my loyalty to the Red Devils.
Loyalty to the Red Devils.
I hadn't read that until that. I think that might be the worst ever. How many errors are in that?
The levels of stupidity are...
I mean, he spelt mate M8.
Yeah, I mean, every word is spelt wrong.
Bean is spelt B-I-N.
Every word is spelt wrong. Yeah. Every fact is incorrect.
Shall I reread that? Just Mate, I've been to more Gamez than you at LFC's home Goodison Park. Please don't question my loyalty to the Red Devils.
The Red Devils.
God, that's horrific.
Yeah, that's really bad.
That is absolutely horrific.
Oh, man.
I've just seen my next one.
Oh, I love it.
What the fuck is all that about? Right.
Okay, right. Here's another one who... a bit of Roger's abuse coming up. Always there. Get your eyes checked, Roger. You're a blonde loser.
What?
I think he means blind.
Oh, I see. That's ridiculous. And he's called him Roger.
Although,
a blonde
have we
loser.
Seen what colour hair the Liverpool groundsman Roger has? Because maybe he's again referring to...
yeah, he's definitely got a bit of peroxide.
Perhaps the grass was too long. Perhaps the stuff he uses on the grass to kill off weeds, he cut his hair. You blonde loser.
Superb. Right.
Go on, your next one.
Oh, what is all this about?
As someone who you love a lookalike...
I do, yeah.
This must really grind your gears.
There's no relevance whatsoever. Does Skirtle remind anyone of John Cleese from Basil Fawlty Towers? I mean, there is nothing.
I mean, no.
He's tall.
He's...
There's nothing.
Skirtle's not even that tall.
Cleese is like 6'9", isn't he, or something?
That's ridiculous. It's like a wrestler. John Cleese.
It's the fact that he's called it Basil Fawlty Towers.
That makes me think that the character in Fawlty Towers is called Basil Towers. Fawlty is his middle name.
Does he mean that he's calamitous like him? I mean, what's he... You know,
oh, maybe he does.
I don't know. Is Fawlty that calamitous? I suppose he is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Well, I would have gone for Manuel.
Yeah, it's just bollocks, basically.
Well, he certainly doesn't look like him.
Yeah.
this one was just quite funny. Quite a sort of gossipy thing. I remember Brendan saying to judge people after 3 years, hello, ain't they's over?
What does it even mean, that last bit?
Ain't the 3 years over?
Ain't they's over?
Ain't they's over?
Oh, that's superb.
Or maybe he's like a kind of cowboy. He's like, ain't they's 3 years over, boy? Time for you to leave town.
There's such attitude to it.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's got some real sass.
Yeah. right, okay. My last one. Fucking hell.
This is desperate times.
Why has nobody mentioned Roy Evans returning as manager? He's an old age pensioner now.
Obvious choice. It's funny how... Did he manage before Liverpool?
No.
I mean, this is us showing our poor knowledge.
No, he didn't. No, he came straight through the the boot room.
It's funny that he has never... He never went on anywhere else.
No, it's just Liverpool, yeah.
He's not even a good pundit.
Oh, he's awful. Yeah,
they sort of roll him out every now and again when someone else is ill, I guess.
I mean...
Might get him on here.
Yeah, that's desperation.
Yeah.
Getting him back. I mean, what would he... He must be 70.
I mean, we can answer that. Why has nobody mentioned Roy Evans returning as manager? Because it's just a terrible
idea.
It's
not 1995.
Yeah. Why has nobody mentioned getting Shankly's bones and ghosts back?
Paisley's got to be worth a try.
Right, last one. This is just... another bad grammar that just completely undone. I hate a confident sentence which has a spelling mistake in.
Yeah, when they fuck it up.
Because it just makes me know that they're really awful people. It just said, if we don't win the title, then Rogers is FINUSHED. Finished.
What I love is he will have realised what he's done. He'll have sent that.
But he even put a dot in between each letter and all in capitals to really emphasise the point. And when you look at it like that,
yeah, it
just
ridiculous.
Says finished.
Yeah, yeah. Or he just has no brain.
No, he hasn't got a brain.
That's brilliant.
I mean,
finished.
Maybe Rogers is finished.
Well, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear me.
Well, that's it for stupid fan comments.
To be fair, that's made me realise is that people are equally stupid when they win. Because I mean, especially some of the grammar in those.
Yeah. Just, I mean,
absolutely inexplicable.
Is it uncool to just be grammar Nazis?
I'm a grammar Nazi, and yeah. I get a lot of stick for that. So probably makes me a wanker, I think. But I can't help it. Like.
I'd love it if the Nazis' worst trait was that they were really picky about spelling.
That'd be amazing.
Okay, well, we had some wonderful Q&A questions last week. Mm. They really titillated us. And we've had some great ones again this week. So what do you want to do? Do you want me to ask you one, you ask me one?
Yeah, well, I think I've got more than you, haven't I?
Okay, why don't you start?
Okay.
And some, I think a couple of these are football related.
Okay, where to start? Okay, here we go. This is from at Kenny Matambi.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite wonderful, this.
Right.
Would you rather watch hardcore porn with your parents every night for a year or wear a mankini morning, noon and night for a year?
Oh, my God. Does that mean so I'm wearing it to work?
Yeah, 24/7. You can wash, obviously. But that's all. That every time you're wearing something, it's that.
But even in winter?
Yeah.
And I can't put like a coat over it?
No.
So it's just that?
Yeah.
How hardcore is the porno?
As bad as it gets.
Yeah. As bad as it does. So it's
every night.
Let's assume, and my parents, are we all sat on the same sofa?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Are we holding hands?
You can be.
Oh, yeah, please. I think I'd have to watch the porn.
Do you reckon?
I mean, wearing a mankini is basically saying goodbye to life. I mean, you can't work anymore. Imagine that, going into a meeting at Fox.
Yeah, it's just the little things. Yeah. just the tube, being on the tube.
Just bending over to pick up anything. yeah, I think after a few days or weeks of watching the porn, you just kind of get used to it with your parents.
We're watching again, aren't we, lads?
That's not how your mother does it.
Oh, no.
So I guess, yeah, I'll go for watching porn with parents, please.
Oh, good shout.
Right. I just quite like this one. It's just from at FM Pressure. If Klopp gets the manager job, would you consider changing the podcast name to Kloppage Time?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I think we would.
Or if Ancelotti gets it, I guess we could call it Ancelottage Time.
Not bad.
That's it.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Anyone else with Ott in the
Carlo
name?
Time.
Carlo Time.
Nah, it's not good.
Chico Time.
No.
Yes, we will change it.
I think we will. I think we'll, should we say that now?
Yeah, probably might be a problem with Company's House. By the way, I keep getting a call every week from somebody, this guy going, oh, improve your SEO for your website. And he knows all about me. He knows my name.
Oh,
he knows my mobile number.
Yeah.
But we don't have a website.
Well, I continually get emails. Literally, I get this probably once every month, 3 weeks, something like that, from people who think I'm called Leroy Johnson.
What?
Yeah.
But you know who that is, right?
No.
Oh, that's Jenkins. Sorry, there's a famous internet video called Leroy Jenkins.
No,
Leroy
Johnson. I reckon years ago, I lied about my name on like a call because I couldn't be asked. I said my name was Leroy Johnson, and that's all I get now. I'll prove it by I'll take a screenshot and put it on Twitter.
I'd love to see
it's
that.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Morning, Leroy, mate. Oh, this is funny. I tried to send Henry the schedule for today. We mock up a little thing in Word, which Henry obviously doesn't know how to use. And I said, oh, it's Henry. I asked his email, and he just wasn't listening. He went, yeah. So I put it in, and basically it's the wrong email. So somebody called Henry Jackson has received our schedule for today, and he's just going to be so confused.
This Sunday morning has just been thrown into doubt.
Fan comments? What's all this?
And he'll be reading them. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a breach of copyright.
Yeah, poor guy.
He's probably starting his own If I'd been sending the wrong one to the wrong address every week, he's probably got a rival podcast going. Just with all our brilliant material.
Right. Oh, no.
That's the worst one yet. Henry just getting into puberty this year. Found a pube this morning. I actually have another football one for you. Wow. Quite like this one, actually. Yeah. This is from at Mithri.
Yeah.
Not Mithril, the fictional material from Lord of the Rings.
Don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Look it up, son. Which memorable goal would you have loved to have provided the assist for?
That's a great question. Lovely question. Liverpool, I'm assuming.
What, every Liverpool goal?
No, a Liverpool goal.
Right. Like, yeah, I have to say goal. Liverpool's goals. All of them. It's got to be just a famous
Neil
one.
Mellor's knockdown for Gerrard.
So you're Mellor.
Good. Yeah, but I suppose that's not a great assist.
Well, it's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah. But Patrick Berger's for Owen in the cup final is like a 70-yard left-footed long ball.
Nice, yeah.
I'd fancy myself to do that.
Ping one of those over.
Yeah, could be that. It's such a good question with little time to think about it. I could probably think of a really good one. Gerrard had one for Murphy when he won at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great ball. I'm going to go with that.
Gerrard for Murphy?
Yeah, I panicked.
Gerrard to Murphy. What's that terrible England song?
Skelsey, Gerrard. horrid.
Football songs.
Yeah.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, I could probably think of better ones, but I love that pass. Great. Oh, right, it's me. Yeah.
Haven't got all day, mate.
All right, we've got two now from probably our most regular question-y, I think, on this.
Questioner,
yeah.
We're the questionees.
Footy tips to 442. It's got two, but they're both excellent. Okay. So I'm going to ask them both. sorry, I've lost it. If you had to legally marry a past Liverpool manager and were forced to engage in all bedroom activities, who would you choose? And at which current LFC player would you be most likely to cheat on your husband with, and why?
Cheat on my husband with? Why are these always making us gay? The one last week about whether I'd have sex with Dobby or bloody Gollum.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, so you had to legally marry a past Liverpool manager and engage in all bedroom activity. Who would you choose?
I think Gerard Houllier, just because he's French.
Fair, very fair.
I think he'd be a gentle lover.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
What was the other one?
And which current LFC player would you be most likely to cheat on your husband with, and why? I've got it.
It's ridiculous.
Got it. I've got mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, Emery Chan.
Why?
Just a gorgeous man.
What has this become?
You better that? Henderson?
This is basically which Liverpool player do you fancy?
No, it's not. I don't know. Digging myself a grave here, mate.
Very much so. Yeah.
This is even weirder. Now, this is probably as weird as we've got so far.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Would you get your knob pierced by Nathaniel Clyne for £4,000?
Why is it always...
I think...
Why does it always involve me being naked next to a man? I don't know if this...
As I always say, I always try to predict the names of these podcasts. And I think Naked Next to a Man will be this week's.
I just don't know why... is that the image we're putting out?
I don't know. I think it's just funny. Like, so, would you?
£4,000.
Yeah.
Do I have to wear the piercing for like...
Absolutely,
what,
yeah.
Forever?
Yeah, until they're out of fashion.
No. Because they're so in fashion right now. No, I would not. I would not do that. I realised yesterday when I was asking you various, would you do that? You'd do almost anything for £2,000, which makes me think you've got a purchase in mind at the moment for £2,000. Because one of them was just to stand, like, just get on the table in that pub yesterday and just start chanting Spurs songs in front of those Arsenal fans.
Did I say £2,000?
Yeah. Everything I asked you.
I would have been risking my life. Okay, still a few more.
All right.
This is from Floyd Nundy at the F Nundy. Why do we tend to stop eating crisp sandwiches when we get older? Favourite flavour?
Do we tend to stop eating crisp sandwiches?
I don't think I've had one for a long time.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you have?
I like just salt and vinegar with mayonnaise.
Wow, that doesn't sound that good.
Yeah.
To be honest,
the worst sandwich I ever made was when I was like raiding the cupboards, and I had a salad cream and herbs sandwich.
Oh no!
Just like dried herbs.
Oh, that's pathetic.
It's really poor.
What's it's for me, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good show.
Try it if you haven't.
Gets on your fingers.
Mm. Get off, mate. Right. Next.
This is probably about how we think Liverpool season's going to pan out. I would have thought. Go for it.
From Sachin Nakrani.
Yeah.
Out of 10, how good looking is your dad?
Oh, what is this? This is... No. This is ridiculous.
I mean, that really is putting you in a...
Out of 10? Yeah. So 10 being, he's a wonderfully good looking man. Well, I think anything over 7 that I say is just going to raise suspicion.
So I guess, and anything under five is mean. Deeply insulting.
Yeah, so I think I'll just have to go for a six just to play it safe.
Yeah, I'll go the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think you'd go higher?
No. People start talking. 6.5, maybe.
Okay. Henry has this running thing that he likes to ask me where he will just be out doing something and he'll just say, what would you do if you saw our two dads walking down the street holding hands?
I don't always
you
say
do.
That.
You always
say I bring it up. I like bringing up random stuff like that now and again.
But it
just
always
to see
involves our dads holding hands.
To be honest, the tone of this podcast has turned unbelievably homoerotic in the last 10 minutes. So I hope you're enjoying this.
You take the questions.
Yeah. This is good. This is very good, but it does take some thinking. Right. I told you this yesterday, this one, so you could think about it.
Okay.
From Sam Maguire, at Sam Maguire 90. If you could be a superhero, what would be your name? What would your sidekick be called? And what would be your backstory? It's excellent.
Yeah, I had a little think about this. I think actually I decided to keep it football themed.
Right.
And it was my name was going to be the Inflator.
Right.
And basically, my superpower is I can just inflate to any size and become a sphere at any point and just do that.
What's okay? Right.
So, like, say 9/11 hit.
Yeah.
I'm on the roof and there's people like, we've got to get down. And I just go, Inflator!
Right.
And I become a massive ball.
Oh, I see.
And they all climb in my mouth.
Like a massive zorbing.
Yeah. And then they push me off the roof and I just bounce to safety.
So,
apart from everyone who was below the level of the fire.
What's your psychic called?
Ball Boy.
Yeah. See, what I liked was yesterday, the first one you mentioned, which is again bringing the gay connotations back, is that the first thing that came into your head for your psychic yesterday was Rent Boy.
I just quite like the idea of someone going, come on, Rent Boy.
Ball Boy, that's good.
Oh, wait, I need an origin story.
Yeah, your backstory. Why are you doing this?
I guess Al Hindley was innocently pumping up a football in his garden when suddenly the nozzle went in his mouth and he became Inflator, a man who can inflate to any size he likes but is susceptible to pins,
punctures.
Oh, no, that's what Ball Boy's special thing. Ball Boy would basically just have a puncture repair kit. So whenever I'm like, Ball Boy, I'm punctured. God, why have I done that voice?
Get your kit out.
You're listening to Cockage Time, the most homoerotically charged podcast. On the world. The Inflator.
Okay.
The little psychic Ball Boy.
Oh, that's superb. Okay, the last one is from our good friend Andy Neubauer.
Oh, yeah.
From the States.
Good old Andy.
If you were a pageant contestant, what would your talent be?
Good question. So one is that... I always think of these like the
Miss World or something.
Okay. I'd be an advocate for world peace, of course. Because they always are. What would it be? I don't really...
Difficult, isn't it?
Well, this is when you realise you don't really have any skills.
Yeah.
I can't do it, but I think I would be able to do... Actually, no, I can do it. No, I would do the playing like the Match of the Day theme tune on the top of glasses, you know, with water in.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd be able to do that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What would yours be?
Don't know.
Good
Quite good at doing that thing when you flick a pen.
That's not a thing.
You know, like when you do, like, there's a certain way when you flick it and it goes round you.
Oh, round your fingers.
You can do it with a Sky remote as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
That's pathetic.
So you're going to go on stage up next. Henry Jackson is going to spin a Sky remote in his hand because he's really good at it. So that's
all I can think of.
That's quite damning, isn't it? That's
it
your
is.
Only talent.
Well, I'm quite good at keepy uppies. That's a bit boring.
That is boring.
I reckon I could go on stage and do 200 keepy ups.
No way.
And I'd probably melt under the pressure, to be fair.
Yeah.
Do
you think you'd call out of that if you come out with your Sky remote and you spin it once and it falls on the floor, you're just like, oh, I've melted under the pressure here.
Actually, no, I've changed.
Right.
I'm going to do both at the same time.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Just instantly I heard...
Yeah, and I'd be dressed as a clown,
okay.
Just to add to it,
right.
In clown shoes, to make it harder.
Ooh, yeah. 200 keepy ups in
it's coming together now, this.
I ain't seeing that, mate.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's the Q&A, unless you've got any others.
No, that's it.
Excellent. Some unbelievably random questions there.
Let's maybe a little, just a general note for next week. Let's try and keep it clean, keep it straight.
Yeah. Not that there's, you know, anything wrong with that.
Of course not, but it's just, I mean, it's suspicious when 80% of the questions imply that we're...
I can only think that they just know it's going to be quite entertaining asking two straight men that. You're going to get potentially...
How attractive they find their own dads. Yeah. Right. Okay, well, yeah, thanks for the questions, I guess. Keep them coming in. Always, even the word coming's ruined for me. keep them coming. I've said it again. keep sending them in, and we'll answer them as best we can. Yeah. Right, let's talk about the next games versus the Battlestar Galactica Scions. Ugh. I don't even watch it. I just know of them. I'm not a nerd.
Yeah.
And then Everton, big game. Let's, should we breeze over Europe?
Yeah, we'll beat them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it home?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we probably will.
Everton worries me a lot.
Yeah.
I think they're playing well. What did they do yesterday?
They didn't play.
When are they playing? Must be tomorrow night, because they're not playing today. Must be tomorrow night. Anyway, they look quite good. Obviously beat Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I think they're due a win against us in the derby. I don't think they've beaten us in the derby for probably 4 or 5 years. I can't think of...
We're on a bit of a drawing streak at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we never lose at Anfield. We haven't lost at Anfield against them for about 15 years.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of a derby. Was it that horrible Pepe Reina one?
No.
When he, I think they lost 3-0. He sort of caught it and sort of spooned it up in the air.
Yeah.
And Andy Johnson just headed it. That was horrible. It just feels to me like they're due one and they'd love to kind of... put the final nail in Rodgers' coffin.
Yeah.
That's a massive game in terms of everything. That's a real kind of...
But do you not feel like the big games you get away with as a manager? Because
I think the
if
performance,
you're playing good teams, you, if
I think
you
the
lose,
performance
it's just
is
like,
key. Because they obviously drew away to Arsenal and the performance was very good for most of it. It was excellent. Whereas the United game was just completely unacceptable. I don't know if you remember last year when we lost 3-0 to United.
Yeah.
We actually really played well at Old Trafford, and I wasn't that angry because I thought we outplayed them. This time, that it was shocking. So I think the performance against those big teams is big.
Just need a bit of heart, a bit of...
Yeah, which I think there was a slight sort of sign of yesterday. Yeah. That there was a bit more... They cared a bit more. Obviously, we haven't discussed Carlisle.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was just a joke.
Oh, we haven't discussed Carlisle.
No.
Let's not talk about it.
No. but... You've got to be going to win. I think Liverpool should always be looking to beat Everton home and away. But it's a tough one. They're going to have Lukaku. Once again, yesterday showed that we don't like playing big strikers.
Yeah.
so they look a balanced team, a good team. I worry a bit, if I'm honest. But we'll see.
We shall see.
It's always a good game. Yeah. Apart from last season's, which was the worst derby I've ever seen, which was 0-0, and it was terrible.
Hideous.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah. Done all right, haven't we?
Yeah, I think...
Battled through.
Henry, you're probably going to go and get some fluids on board. What am I going to do today? Probably just relax.
Yeah.
I'm so tired at the moment.
Just chill out.
Yeah. A lot of...
You look knackered.
Busy week last
week. Yeah, you look
very,
very
busy.
Tired.
Right, well, that's it. So the next game, next recording will be probably after the Everton game.
Week today.
Yeah. And then it's the international break, right?
Yeah, so we'll probably give you another best of, probably cop out a bit and give you a best of stupid fan comments.
Cop-age out.
It's quite nice to have a breather.
Yeah, well, enjoy the Europa League game if you care, and enjoy the Everton game. And we'll see you again next week.
Have a good one. He's desperate to get away.
Have a good one. Bye.
See ya.